episode 846, Confessions of an Upset Mama, The Call You Never Want.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you have had an extraordinary week, because today is Friday and it's confession day, and I'm going to tell you, it's a big confession. You're going to want to stay tuned. Confessions of an Upset Mama, The Call You Never Want. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to tell you today, confession of an upset mama is really real. And it hit me to the core. It's the call you never want. The one that your child says, I've been in an accident. Well, that happened to me today. It's been barely 12 hours, and I received that terrible phone call. Praise the Lord, though, it was my son on the other end. It was a motorcycle accident, and even a stranger had stopped to help in the situation as police and 911 were called to the scene. And in that terrible moment of seconds that I had him on the phone, and as I was talking to this wonderful, sweet lady, Kelly, thank you so much. If you ever get this, I just want to say thank you. It's that call, though, that at one point your blood is just rushing and fuming because, yeah, you want to kill him. What were you thinking? What were you doing? What happened? And the other side of you is that cuddly bear, the mama bear that says, I just want to make everything better. I want to make everything go away. I want to take your pain. I want to be in your place. And then at the same time, you're feeling this agony of what's going on? Why won't anybody give me any answers? As I was talking to my son, because he knew it would be better that he called me, and praise the Lord, he was wearing a helmet and he was wearing appropriate gear. You see, he was riding a motorcycle, but he was prepared. And I rushed to the hospital as fast as I could. We're maybe 12 and a half minutes going the speed limit. I actually beat the ambulance there. On the way there, I called the hospital and said, my son is en route. Have you heard? Has he arrived? And he hadn't. My heart was, pumping hard. And, you know, I was in the middle of fixing myself lunch and getting things ready and to recording and talking with you all. And then all of this happens. It's because life happens. We don't always know, and we don't always know how to prepare for things, but you know what? We can prepare. As I stood there bedside in the emergency room with my son, I began to reflect. Number one, I praise God that my son was breathing alive. And I knew that his angels and God himself was there, present in the moment of the accident. But I also know that my son was prepared. We were prepared. You see, we want to go through life thinking that we have all of these big dreams, but you know what? It takes preparation to get there. It takes our efforts, our works. And sometimes I really believe that we just sit back and we go, oh, you know what? It's just going to come to me. It's going to be handed to me on a silver platter, because that's what happens nowadays. It's that self-gratification, immediate gratification, the fast food. You know, it's my fast life. I'm just going to get it when I want it. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to save for it. You can apply this to your business, to your relationship, to your marriage, to anything in your life. It's preparation. You don't ever want to have that call, whether it's from your child, whether it's from your husband, whether it's from your mom, your dad, or your best friend. But you see, it's a little easier to cope when we are prepared. And some of that preparation comes from your spiritual walk. Where are you in that? Yeah, I'm kind of hammering this home because I know I was shook up. I was on the other end of the phone. Yes, I heard my son's voice. He said he was okay, but no one else had arrived on the scene except the people who saw the accident. He was on a motorcycle, for goodness sake. How did I know what the outcome would be? I didn't know if he was lying there amongst two or three other cars, if he was trapped underneath, but what I did know is he had consciousness. And on top of that, I knew that I could pray and that God would be there immediately. And he was already there before I was. If you haven't listened to the episode 845, My Strength is My Story with Sue Detweiler, go listen to it. It's about prayer. Where are you in your spiritual walk, number one? That's preparation. We've got to be prepared. That is how we ready ourselves. We don't know what life is going to bring, and it happens to us. But you know what? I was Mama Bear every once in a while. I had to get a little bit, you know, a little stern every once in a while. But that's okay. But I was also able to be calm and know that, okay, I can handle this. And it's not about me. It's about God. It's the vertical relationship. But I was prepared. Are you preparing your child and your family for what's going on in life? For where they are maturing to? Maybe you have someone that's going off to college. Maybe someone graduating from college. Maybe someone going from elementary to middle school. That is a huge transition. I can remember my daughter, my number three. She would say, Mom, sixth grade was a tough year for me. Yes, that's when we moved to a new school and moved to a new area, so she had no friends, but it was also a big, huge transition of fifth to sixth grade. But you see, we talked about it as a family. She came to me. She went to her father. There was preparation as to expectation. Then as you look at my son, yeah, some would say, well, why would you heck let him drive a motorcycle? Well, you know what? He is an adult. But we also had the long conversations, the responsibilities in order to own a bike and to pay for that bike and to have the proper insurance. And on top of that, to make sure he was wearing the appropriate gear. As I told you earlier, he was prepared. He had his leathers on. He had his helmet on. He didn't have his boots on. He had only tennis shoes, but at least he had tennis shoes. He was not riding in flip-flops. I know that helped save his life. Preparation is the key to the call you never want. And that preparation is, yes, are you having conversation with the ones that you love? Are you preparing them for the season of the life that they're in right now? And then obviously, you got to have a spiritual preparation too. Your prayer life, your walk with Christ. So wherever you are right now, number one, don't take life for granted. Don't do it. Life is too short. You don't want to receive that phone call. But if you do, like I did, and I ended up in the emergency room waiting for him there, can you believe he walked away with only a 5-millimeter fracture? Other than that, nothing. God was working overtime. And the thing is, he works overtime for all of us. And I praise him for that. But I think we also take a lot for granted. And we sit here and we go, oh, everything's going to be all right. And we kind of say our little daily morning, hey, God, and that's it. What's your preparation? How are you preparing for your life, your season? We're changing seasons right now. We're going from spring into summer. The ones who have kids that are in school, man, school's almost out. You're going to have a transition period and you're going to go into summer and they're going to be home now. Preparation. Preparation is the key to living a life of impact. You got to be willing to do the work. So when life does happen, you can work with it and not drive yourself absolutely crazy. Don't take life for granted. Definitely hug your children because they are precious and they are a gift to you. And ultimately, if you haven't listened to that episode, where are you in your relationship with Christ? Where is that? Because I'm telling you, that's the center. That's the true center of where we need to be. Everything else will fall into its place. I know as Most of you know, if you've been following me for a long time, you know my father passed away and he was a motorcycle rider. I told my son today in the emergency room, Papa was there. He took the hit. What you can do for your children now is to pray for them. Prayer matters. You matter. Your family matters. Go out and have an incredible weekend. Hug your children lots. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.